This goes to PACE, all caps, PACE, fax 989-953-5801. And Dr. Krepostman, Krepostman, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Marilyn, Marilynn Palmer, Palmer. Date of birth 6/12/1937. Dear Dr. Krepostman and Sirs at PACE, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Palmer with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, severe COPD, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and current urinary tract infection. Her last visit was March 18th of this year. She has gained 12 pounds over the last 6 months. However, there's a net gain over the last year of zero. So she lost 12 pounds and then actually gained it back. About a year ago, she weighs exactly the same as she weighs now. So a net gain of zero in the last year. She is feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She is wheelchair-bound and chronically short of breath with exertion, and this is stable. Urine, she hasn't noticed cloudiness, but she has noticed an odor to the urine, no blood. And chronic edema of the lower extremities is unchanged. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix, 20 milligram daily. She does have nebulizer meds for the COPD. Spironolactone is 50 milligrams. She takes 3 tablets once daily. And other medications are unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight 262 pounds. Pulse is 70. Blood pressure is 112 over 68. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, otherwise clear. Heart is regular, but sounds are very distant. Abdomen, obese, non-tender. And she has 1 to 2+ edema of ankles and calves bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/26 of 24. Hemoglobin is 11.7. Normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis, it did show many bacteria, positive nitrates, and white cells were too numerous to count. Creatinine is stable, 1.04. Calcium is 9.4. Sodium 137, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 21, and albumin is 3.5, proBNP is 114. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of kidney disease. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, severe COPD. 4, congestive heart failure, stable. 5, UTI per urinalysis. The patient does not believe that she was treated for the UTI. She's not certain. So we did send an order for some cephalexin, 500 milligram 3 times a day for 10 days. It might be wise to repeat the urine after she's finished the Keflex. Or if she's already been treated, then you don't have to, it probably would just be good to recheck to make sure that the UTI is gone. And we would like to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. She wonders what can be done for the edema of the lower extremities, and we do recommend the current dose of Lasix as well as daily wraps of the lower extremities, which is also being done. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.